Blog Talk Radio.
Madame and Messieurs, mes enfants, welcome to another edition of VOCR Radio. My name is Guru, a.k.a. Colin Knight. We have a great show lined up, lots to get to tonight, so let's set up the board, open up the phone lines. We remind you, phone lines will be open for the duration of the show.
On air live, 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. This is the VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockies.
We believe probable cause exists indicating that forgery and fraud may have been committed.
President Obama's status on Arizona's ballot is in question.
Our goal in the beginning was to prove this document authentic. The problem is the evidence have taken us somewhere else.
The Rockets trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya.
I've spoken here last. Lots of ups, lots of downs, except for my approval ratings, which have just gone down. But that's politics. It doesn't bother me. Besides, I happen to know that my approval ratings are still very high in the country of my birth.
That Obama's literary agent of a book that was scheduled to be released in 1991, or booklet, states emphatically that Obama was born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia and Hawaii.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets on blogtalkradio.com.
Looking to contact the show? VOCR2012@gmail.com. 24-hour opinion line, 240-696-6030, or on-air live, 347-324-3287. And good evening, everyone. Glad you could make it tonight. For those that were with us with Night Talk on Saturday night, I had mentioned that we were working on bringing in a reclusive expert on the New World Order. And we were kind of hoping that he would be with us tonight. It is not over yet. The invitation is out. He is contemplating it. However, I got to tell you, he's deep underground. And he's very, very worried. Unfortunately, we've not been able to convince him to come into the light and discuss the New World Order openly, but we will not give up. He has the phone number, and possibly he'll call in. Maybe, maybe not. So tonight, we shall look at the world at large and, of course, this week's worldwide events, which have moved the chances of peace in the Middle East and the world, for that matter, to less than possible. But first, let's do some shout-outs, special shout-outs, to Pam and hubby Todd, who are trekking across the Canadian plains tonight from Calgary to a dark place in Ontario, Canada. Be safe, my friends. Don't take any of that Ontario money, funny money. And I hope you remember to pick up your language translation book from Ontarionians to Alberta. To the BC Dreamcatcher, sorry I missed you on your speed trip to Calgary. You had to come to Calgary on the morning of the Calgary Stampede Parade. Hundreds of thousands of people watching the parade for 3 hours. Roads closed for the parade. And, of course, while I was also working. Next time, no excuse. The Calgary Southeast Brickie's much better half. I hear Brickies do it with mortar. Hope that works for you. Special shout out to TS. You're growing up to be quite the little lady, and I know your father would be proud of who you are becoming. And the Scottish lass, maybe you need a time manager, or even possibly a tangible excuse. Let's take a look at the recent email, and believe me, it was heavy. Seems like I really ticked off some Sunni, some Shiite, and of course, some Wahhabi Muslims. In fact, one of our email addresses was bombarded with emails causing Gmail, Google, to lock the account for 24 hours to clear up the backlog of hate mails coming in. Guess a small slice of the world doesn't like the truth. It doesn't fit with their plans, I guess. Well, too bad, so sad. Gmail have now placed a filter on the offending sites which attacked the email address. And by the way, we had anticipated the attack, and we were, as usual, very much prepared. Anyhow, suffice it to say, it is always a good thing when we receive that much response from factual statements made by this show. So, here we go with emails. John from Dallas wrote, "You must have a death wish. Your statements on the show last night about Muslims and then Obama must be generating huge traffic of hate mail. I hope you're prepared for the fallout. I enjoyed the show so much, I have downloaded it and played it for anyone who would listen at the office. You were absolutely right on the mark. After the show, I researched your statements, and you nailed it, bud." Okay, don't stop. Please know that many who share your ideas and information facts are with you. I work shift work and cannot always hear the show live, but promise I shall listen to each show from your archive. Keep on keeping on, John. Well, John, thanks for the kudos, and we shall keep on keeping on, as you say. We shall continue to bring the truth and understanding of world events, and I'm personally pleased at the responses from the VOCR edition of last week. Thanks, John. Sammy from Chicago wrote, "Are you not worried about the fallout from your claims on the VOCR show last night? Chicago politics and the Obama administration do not play nice. Have they come at you for your claims yet? Sammy." Now, Sammy spells their name S-A-M-I. So I'm kind of taking a leap of faith that Sammy is a female. Irregardless, the Obama gang don't worry me. What does worry me is 4 more years under an illegal administration and the Obama gang's inability to admit that they have no clue on how to bring the USA back to its rightful place on the world stage. You see, the United States of America used to be an industrial and technological leader. Unfortunately, no more. Thanks for your comment, Sammy. Caroline from Vancouver, Canada. "Hear, hear. I agree with everything you said on the show last night." Paragraph. And then 12/7/12. I presume that's that must be the show date. Yeah, it was. "I wish more people could hear the show. Thank you for caring about our cousins south of the 49th. And I agree with you that what happens to the states will happen to us if we're not vigilant. And if I had one criticism, I would say not enough Canadian content." Well, Caroline, Vancouver. Caroline, thanks for your email. As for getting more people who should listen to the show, then you should propagate the link. Tell all of your friends and have them do the same. We believe in the you tell two friends and they tell two friends, etc. Now remember, Caroline, that all VOCR shows are in the archives and you are free to help yourself. So, have at her. Let's do one more. Carl from the UK. "I listened to your show while having my breakfast and you are smack on with your understanding of world events, and I applaud you." Well, thank you, Carl. How about some news on our political rubbish in the UK? Will you be reporting on Olympic issues? UK Carl. Oh, will we be reporting? We may even have a little blib tonight regarding all of the threats of strikes and lockouts and walkouts and the likes. I understand border services in England are threatening to walk out the eve of the Olympics. And I also understand there are a number of other union maligners out there in London that are preparing to do some pretty nasty strike action. Like they have a death wish, I guess. They just want the Olympics to fail so that they can say, see, I told you so. I told you so. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. But, Carl, thanks for all your emails. We shall be doing some security stories during the UK Olympics and follow the recent arrests and more to come as the games commence. So you keep listening, Carl, and we will get back to you with some more information. Now, as you can probably guess, we shall not be reading the filth and hatred that bombed our email, Abby, after the last week's show. It just won't be happening. So, take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the meat and potatoes.
In your face.
We're online. 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the
VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockets on the TerraChat Radio Network. Voice your opinion. Participate in your future. Become engaged in socio-political events. Say your piece.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
This is the VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockets. The voice continues after this.
But my father came from a Kenyan family that includes generations of Muslims. As a boy, I spent several years in Indonesia and heard the call of the azan at the break of dawn. Well, I have known Islam on three continents before coming to the region where it was first revealed. That experience guides my conviction.
You're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith.
The Holy Quran tells us, and the Holy Quran also says, we will convey our deep appreciation for the Islamic faith, which has done so much over the centuries to shape the world.
Voice your opinion. Participate in your future. Become engaged in socio-political events. Say your piece.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Got something to say? Need a place to vent your opinion? VOCR Blog offers you that opportunity. Send your opinion piece to VOCR2012@gmail.com and watch it post. Say your opinion. Become engaged. The purveyor of political pontification, Guru Noser.
Right, the end, mon ami. Thank you very much. This is VOCR. My name is Colin Knight, and I will be with you for the next 45 minutes and 43 seconds. So we do hope that if you are out there listening to us live, we do invite you to come through the blog talk page for TerraChatNet. Yep, TerraChatNet. That's our carrying network on blog talk. Come on over, find the VOCR show, and come on down into the virtual studio where you can interact with other people that are also listening to the show at the same time. The recent resignation of Israel's cabinet, or at least most of it, has left Netanyahu holding the bag, and his attempt to find middle ground or a resolution to Israel's political woes is being watched very, very closely. The news out of Bulgaria tells of a bus full of students from Israel who were attacked by a suicide bomber, and a number of them have been killed. Five is the latest count. They thought there was more, but there is a dozen or so highly injured. Now, the bomber was carrying fake ID of a transit driver out of Chicago, and apparently, word has it on the intel circles, that this man had been captured, had spent some time in Guantanamo, and had been released in 2009, and was recently captured and released again, and ended up in Bulgaria to do the dirty. Israel, within hours, claimed that they believe it could be responsible through Iran. However, recent reports are now aiming at the Hezbollah. And Israel have promised, of course, a mass retaliation. Mass retaliation. Now, this, of course, does not bode well for peace and will add to the decisions of when to nip Iran in the bud. It seems as if Iran are hoping for war in order to fulfill some bizarre claim of the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader, who reminded his followers a couple of weeks ago of the Shiite history, the return of the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, as he told his followers to prepare for war and the end times. Now, he just might get his wish, but I guarantee the outcome is not what Iran thought would happen. Iran continues to huff and puff, much like an old Iraqi regime did, and we all remember well the mass surrenders and destroyed military weapons and collateral damage. Iran will lose any battle they choose to fight, and the proof is the deaths of over 1 million Iranians during the Iran-Iraq war against U.S.-backed Saddam Hussein. The Iranian leadership seems to use war as a method of population control. Iran will fall as Iraq did. There will be mass surrenders, mass casualties, and devastation to their failing economies. And maybe this time the West will support those within Iran who wish to be free and peaceful. And let's look forward to an Iranian spring. Having a look at Syria tonight. Syria are moving their chemical weapons stores, and defectors are claiming that Assad is so desperate he may possibly use them on his own people. Now, because of the fighting in Damascus, Assad has fled to the coastal town, where he believes he's going to be away from the fray and be able to conduct his business. Assad must be feeling pretty paranoid by now, after a long-time bodyguard blew himself up and took out the defense minister and the Assad's brother-in-law, or son-in-law. No, it was brother-in-law. Political defections from Syria are becoming a daily news event, and the fact that Syrian opposition can get that close to Assad with deadly accuracy must be alarming. The West continues to lean on China and Russia, and they continue to take a firm stand and lean back and push back, refusing to allow the United Nations, the UN, any further penalties on Syria. The West continues to push China and Russia to take a firmer stand on Syria and have demanded that they stop blocking UN actions with their override votes of the Security Council. Assad, as he continues to lose control of Syria, is at his most dangerous, with reported tons of nerve gas, mustard gas, along with some really nasty chemical weapons. Assad is almost out of options. We shall continue to watch the Syrian decay as it happens. When President Obama announced that he again wanted to increase taxes on the top 2% of taxpayers, which will actually only fund the United States government for 8 days. The total amount of taxes on the 2% will fund the government for 8 days. So why penalize those who have succeeded, those who create jobs, so the government can spend for 8 of the 365 days, and yes, you, the taxpayer in the United States, will pay for the other 357 days. Now, the problem as I see it, the U.S. economy is growing too slowly and producing too fewer jobs because, well, the government is wasting money on programs that don't work or work poorly. Individual tax rates are too high, and the tax code is too complex, so job creators are discouraged from fully investing and hiring. The U.S. corporate tax rate is the highest in the world, causing business and entrepreneurs to flee the United States to avoid the United States tax code. Regulations have been growing so rapidly and are so complex that business people are inhibited from expanding their business and hiring new workers because of the cost of trying to understand and comply with the vast new regulatory state. It's getting deep out there, people. And those poor small business are really taking a pounding.
In your face.
We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the
VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockets on the TerraChat Radio Network.
Supreme Court strike down President Obama's landmark health care reform law.
A Supreme Court ruling being heralded as the most important since Bush versus Gore in 2000.
So the bottom line here is the Supreme Court has upheld the health care law.
In a few months, Americans will cast their ballots and make a choice. Do we continue on a path of rising, out of control health care costs? Do we continue with massive tax increases to fund a new $2 trillion program? Do we continue stifling our economy with a growing government that discourages hiring? Or do we chart a new course and change directions? The Supreme Court may have made their decision, but the American people haven't.
It's to make sure that the next president of the United States repeals Obamacare and replaces Obamacare.
Day one, job one, repeal Obamacare.
Now, Mitt Romney does seem to have the upper hand on economic answers. His plans involve reversing much of what Obama has done, which has failed. And Obama's recent attack on Romney regarding Bain Capital has started to backfire. It seems that Obama's top bundler, Jonathan Levine, was actually in charge of Bain Capital during GST steel layoffs. Yep. It turns out that Jonathan Levine, current Obama bundler, and we're not talking bundler as in a fool, we're talking bundler as in money, was actually in charge at Bain during that period when the layoffs occurred. That is something that needs to be told. And sorry, Mr. President, your lies are just getting to be more than many of us are able to handle. And Jonathan Levine is not your average Obama Bain donor. Levine is one of Barack Obama's top bundlers, as opposed to bunglers. Now, ABC reported, while Democrats assail presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney's Bain Capital business practices, Republicans note that President Obama has not been bashful about accepting cash from Bain executives or other high-profile figures in the corporate buyout business. And as I mentioned a few moments ago, one of Obama's top campaign financiers is Jonathan Levine. He also managed, was the managing director at Bain. He bundles between $100,000 and $200,000 in contributions for the 2012 Obama Victory Fund. And according to estimates released by the Obama campaign, the president has also relied on other leading figures in the private equity sector as hosts for high-dollar fundraisers and as members of his Jobs Council. Maybe someday mainstream media, the liberal media, will report on the actual goings-on of politics. Now, a story from WND Politics is very interesting. Apparently, a soon-to-be-released book reveals that a blueprint for Obama's second term. Now, slated for release August the 7th by WND Books, a book called Fool Me Twice, Obama's Shocking Plans for the Next 4 Years Exposed. It uncovers the template for Obama's next 4 years, the actual extensive plans created by Obama's own top advisors and progressive strategists. The explosive book unveils all the main areas of Obama's second-term domestic policy onslaught: jobs, wages, health care, immigration, the overhaul, the electoral reform, national energy policy, and Pentagon plans, and much, much more. Just as the book Unfit for Command provided the margin of defeat for John Kerry in 2004, Fool Me Twice will ensure Obama serves only one term. Now that, according to publisher Joseph Farah of WND Books. Fool Me Twice is written by a New York Times best-selling author, journalist, and radio host Aaron Klein, together with another New York best-selling author and researcher, Brenda J. Elliott. Just as in 2008, when Obama concealed his true presidential plans behind the rhetoric of ending partisan differences and cutting the federal deficit, his 2012 re-election theme of creating jobs conceals far more than it reveals about his true agenda for his second term. Pretty scary, huh?
Voice your opinion. Participate in your future. Become engaged in socio-political events. Say your piece. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. This is the VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockies. The voice continues after this.
But my father came from a Kenyan family that includes generations of Muslims. As a boy, I spent several years in Indonesia and heard the call of the azan at the break of dawn. Well, I have known Islam on 3 continents before coming to the region where it was first revealed. That experience guides my conviction.
You're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith.
The Holy Quran also says we will convey our deep appreciation for the Islamic faith, which has done so much over the centuries to shape the world.
Voice your opinion. Participate in your future. Become engaged in socio-political events. Say your piece. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Got something to say? Need a place to vent your opinion? VOCR Blog offers you that opportunity. Send your opinion piece to VOCR2012@gmail.com and watch it post. Say your opinion, become engaged. The purveyor of political pontification, Guru Notion.
The purveyor of political pontification. My. Members from all 3 branches of the U.S. federal government already know that Barack Hussein Obama is ineligible for the office of president. National leaders, to include members of the U.S. Supreme Court, already know that Barack Hussein Obama is not a natural-born citizen of the United States of America, and therefore is ineligible for the office he currently holds. What they don't know is how long it will take for most Americans to figure it out, or what to do about it when they do. The diversionary search for an authentic birth certificate is ongoing, and Obama has now spent in excess of $2 million in legal fees to keep the search alive. Eric Holder's Department of Justice continues to deploy taxpayer-funded attorneys around the country to file dismissals on behalf of Obama, denying all American citizens access to the courts as a peaceful remedy. Now, this only fuels the fire of discontent, and the questions about Obama's persist. Michelle Obama states that Kenya is Barack's home country. She knows after 20 years with Barack, surely. The ambassador of Kenya has also confirmed the same. His family and friends all know it, and are in fact quite proud of the fact that Americans had no hesitation in electing a black Kenyan as president of the United States of America. The U.S. Supreme Court knows what the constitutional condition of natural-born citizen means. Even the most far-left member of that court, Justice Ginsburg, is on record proclaiming that a natural-born citizen is a birth child of two legal U.S. citizens. Now, U.S. Congress knows that Barack Hussein Obama is not constitutionally qualified for the office he holds, although the Congress passed a resolution proclaiming Senator John McCain a natural-born citizen as the son of two U.S. citizens, no such congressional resolution exists for Barack Hussein Obama. The press knows that Obama is not a natural-born citizen, having written on several occasions about the Kenyan-born senator from Chicago. A number of citizens have already been arrested and jailed for asking these same questions. Over 400 lawsuits have been filed across the country asking the courts to force Obama to become the transparent president that he had promised to be. And all 400 are being dismissed before discovery, all on the basis that no citizen has proper legal standing. No citizen has the right to ask who and what their president really is. Over 500,000 citizens have now signed a petition demanding to see Obama's real birth records. Numerous members of the U.S. military have refused deployment orders from Obama on the basis that he refuses to evidence his constitutional qualifications to issue such orders. In most cases, the soldiers have simply been reassigned so as to avoid any disciplinary action that could end up in defense discovery, which might finally force Obama to open up his files once and for all. Now, an 18-year veteran, a flight surgeon, an active lieutenant colonel faces court-martial as he makes his demands for proof that Obama is constitutionally eligible to issue orders as commander-in-chief. Obama's entire domestic, foreign, and national defense agenda has proven to be wholly anti-American. Obama's entire domestic, foreign, and national defense agenda being wholly anti-American on every possible level. Still, the answers concerning who and what Barack Hussein Obama Jr. really is remain elusive in the face of unprecedented efforts to ask the right questions. Sheriff Joe had a press conference yesterday, clearly stating that Obama's ineligibility and the cover-up has now become a national security breach and is a socio-political coup perpetrated by unknown forces. Is the U.S. voter permitted the truth? If so, Obama is finished. By the time the American true patriots are done, he will be lucky to stay out of jail. He seems destined to become the first U.S. president in history to be imprisoned for actions taken. Now, the new story from GodfatherPolitics.com reports that Sheriff Joe of Maricopa County, Arizona, and lead cold case posse investigator Mike Zullo set out last year to prove President Obama was born in Hawaii and that all the rumors about the birth certificate were unfounded. However, after months of investigation, they come to the opposite conclusion, that the birth certificate and the documents relating to the president's past are in fact forgeries, and there has been a massive cover-up. Although they have not directly accused Obama of any knowledge or participation in such criminal acts, what Arpaio and Zullo did say at a press conference Tuesday is that the latest information they've uncovered reveals a serious national security threat and shows up the case of fraud in the tale of Obama's Hawaiian birth. Now, during the press conference, Zullo related how his team of investigators found and interviewed the person who actually signed Obama's birth certificate, or should have signed his certificate. She offered information that solidifies the case that the document released by the White House was in fact tampered with. Specifically, some boxes that are filled in on the certificate are marked with a handwritten number code 9, meaning no information was provided, and the boxes should have been left blank. Also, the clerk who signed Obama's birth certificate, Verna Lee, indicated that Obama's birth certificate was out of sequence. If he had been born in Kapiʻolani Hospital, as claimed. But what led investigators to conclude that there is an imminent national security threat is the discovery that Hawaii's law has a flaw in it such that any foreigner can obtain a Hawaiian birth certificate just by showing they have resided in Hawaii. Now, the information presented Sheriff Joe with a quandary. And he said, although I'm having a difficult time deciding who to forward the information to, given the fact that the obvious choices report directly to the president, I cannot stand by and hold on to information that threatens to weaken the national security. Hear, hear, Joe. Hear, hear. Now, although Joe called for Congress or someone, you see, whoever he calls upon to move this information along is going to be under Obama's wing. So Sheriff Joe has called for Congress or someone to investigate the situation. And he is right that no one under Obama will lift a finger for two reasons. One, Obama ordered Homeland Security to ignore Arizona law enforcement in revenge for the state's immigration policy being upheld by the Supreme Court. And two, Obama clearly intends to weaken U.S. borders by using his executive order to grant amnesty to young illegal aliens and by closing border patrol stations in Republican states. Now, since Congress has allowed Obama to get away with making himself basically a de facto king by going around Congress and declaring amnesty by his own sole authority, there is no reason to think Congress would act on Sheriff Joe's new information. So this raises a question, and it's a scary question. Do you see the possibility of the military stepping in to stop him? To stop him or our other elected leaders? To stop them from weakening the U.S. national security? Is that a possibility? Because it is most certainly being talked about in internet chat. There are people on the internet chat that have moved from the passive phase of protest and concern to the physical phase of suggesting, hinting, intimating that maybe it's time to get a little physical. Now, VOCR, the Terror Chat Network, and myself personally do not advocate violence in any form to ouster any political leader, especially Obama. If the information that is being presented is true, that Obama's birth certificate, social security number, and other registrations are fake, then the judicial weight of the U.S. must be made to rule in accordance with the U.S. Constitution, and American voters must rally against the usurper. But they must do it legally, peacefully, and in accordance with Christian and Judaic values. It's so easy to sit behind a microphone in internet chat and threaten bodily harm to anybody. And you hear it on a nightly basis if ever you go into internet chat. And believe me, I am not suggesting you do. I am just making an observation, if you will. Just making an observation. But I will say this. To enter into internet chat, either in Yahoo or in PalTalk, or all the other chats, and there's hundreds of them, when you enter into there, remember that everything you say and do can be taken down in evidence and used against you. Don't make threats. Don't make threats of physical harm on the president, his cabinet, his family, his animals. And most certainly don't make threats on the people in the room that are also trying to have a discussion and understand the problems of this world. Because when you make those threats, you look stupid. And if that's what you want to bring off and show the people of this world, that you are, in fact, stupid, then I guess you can keep on keeping on, as my friend earlier said.
And now a word from the President of the United States of America, President Barack Hussein Obama.
Sorry, I just noticed that I jumped the gun here. Go ahead, move it up.
Now,
We
now return you to normally scheduled programming. Phone lines are now open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Looking to contact the show? By email, vocr2012@gmail.com or vocrradio.com. Come to the blog site and choose your poison of how you'd like to chat with us. So, vocr2012@gmail.com or vocrradio.com for more information.
And vocrradio.com is the place you want to be, just like the Beverly Hillbillies. Story coming out of England, unions to strike on the eve of the Olympic Games. Apparently, thousands of home office staff will strike the day before the Olympics open. The Public and Commercial Services Union has deemed it. Now, PCS members will strike for 24 hours next Thursday when many thousands of visitors are due to arrive in the UK. Home Secretary Theresa May said the action was shameful and it is threatening disruption to people traveling to London for the Games. Immigration Minister Damian Green said contingency plans were in place. East Midlands trained staff have also voted to strike during the Olympics, and PCS union members will take other forms of action from July the 27th to August the 20th, including working to rule and, of course, overtime ban. The PCS said 57.2% of those who voted backed strike action. The turnout was 20%. So 57% of 20%. is going to bring England to its knees during the Olympic Games. The action will involve staff across the Home Office, including UK border agencies, the Identity and Passport Service, and Criminal Records Bureau. Now, here's another story that really kind of sent me up a little bit today. Post Office might miss retirees' payment for the first ever default. Yeah. In the United States, while lawmakers continue to fight over how to fix the ailing U.S. Postal Service, the agency's money problems are only growing worse. The Postal Service repeated on Wednesday that without congressional action, it will default, a first in its longtime history. A spokesman said on a legally required annual $5.5 billion payment due August the 1st into a health benefits fund for future retirees, action in Congress isn't likely. The House is preparing to leave for its August recess. The agency said a default on the payments for 2011 wouldn't directly affect services or its ability to pay employees and suppliers, but these ongoing liquidity issues unnecessarily undermine confidence in the viability of the Postal Service among their customers, according to David Pardenheimer. The agency said it will default on its 2012 retiree health payment as well, also roughly $5.5 billion, due September the 30th, if there is no legislative action taken by then. $11 billion, ladies and gentlemen, due to go into American Post Office's coffers to support future retirees. Now, most everyone agrees the Postal Service needs to overhaul. It had a loss of $3.2 billion in the second quarter of the fiscal year. It is to report third quarter results on August the 9th. The agency blames factors including declining mail volumes and the unusual 2006 mandate by Congress that it annually set aside billions for future retirees. But while the Senate has passed legislation to overhaul the agency, the House says it doesn't expect to take up its own proposal after August. What a crazy time we live in, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? What a crazy time we're living in. Now, British unions have always been militant at best. And in such, they've always chosen their battles to create the utmost impact on the innocent British taxpayers. You see, the government don't feel the pinch. They don't lose a penny in their money. Those government bureaucrats, those fat cats that sit in Whitehall and elsewhere in England, will not lose a penny. The British taxpayers will, of course, be decimated. The British taxpayers who rely on transit, such as the trains, and who are relying on the tourist attraction of their visitors coming in for the Olympics, will be the ones impacted. The government may have a black eye. The government may have a difficult time making certain payrolls or certain payments, but who does that hurt? Certainly not the people in the government, other than the fact that they may be booed out of office. But they will be booed out of office with a massive pension, a very, 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 very healthy pension, and the rest of their life will be taken care of as a former Member of Parliament or House of Lords or Cabinet Minister. And for the rest of their lives, they will know that they managed to do what Obama is trying to do in the United States of America. those union members who bring England to its knees, and those cabinet members and those members of the political parties in England who are going to let them deserve each other. What hurts is the fact that the British taxpaying public are the ones that are going to end up paying the price. The British taxpaying public, those hard-working Brits that eke out livings. Now, we're not talking about the banking fat cats that live in the high street in London. We're not talking about those wealthy advocates that live in the major metropolis and drive around in fancy schmancy cars. We're not talking about those that can afford 2,000 square foot homes. We're not talking about the middle class who have a good job and a good pension. We're talking about the lower income. Those people that depend on the British Rail Service to get them to and from work. We're talking about those peddlers and those hawkers that have bought inventory of flags and mugs and photos to be able to sell to the tourists so that they will have a tourist memorabilia and the storekeeper will make a few dollars. The British unions have the same heart as American unions. Their belief is they deserve everything and you must pay. You, the taxpayer, must pay for them to have everything. Recent story coming out of the union circles that has broken and disappeared off the mainstream media net is the fact that while strikers are walking the picket lines, some union members, higher up union members, are earning as much as $500,000 in salary per year. It's true. You can check it out. Open source information on the internet. The fact that these fat cats are the ones that are convincing those poor hourly paid workers to go out and strike for more money is obscene. Now, as we head into the final 7 minutes, we have a number of listeners that are popping through our RSS feed. We appreciate you being there. We also have a number of listeners that are listening on the Blog Talk Radio link. We appreciate you being there. And we have more listeners through the VOCR.com website who have tapped onto the player and are listening live. For those of you that are listening live, thank you very much. We appreciate you tuning in on time, on schedule. We appreciate you being there. We appreciate you listening and taking points, tips, and facts so you may go back to your families, to your circle of friends, to your acquaintances, and yes, to your internet chat rooms, and resurface the information we give you. We invite you to do that. That's why the VOCR Radio Archive is open. That's why anyone can download a VOCR show at any time. We're iPod friendly, and of course we are on Twitter, and we are on Facebook. So look for Guru on Facebook. You'll find him. Not hard to find. 5 minutes left of the show, ladies and gentlemen. And before we get to the end, I just want to say this from the bottom of my heart. Now, you may agree with me, or you may disagree with me. You may get angry and turn off the show, or you may be throwing foam smurf balls at the screen as you listen. Whatever your proclivity, it's okay. You're allowed to be confused. You're allowed to be worried, concerned, because you, that U.S. voting public, you are the ones that have to survive. The taxpayers of this world are the ones that make the world go around. And without them, there would be no governments. We have a late breaking news that the Syrian rebels are currently seizing the borders of Turkey and Iraq and shutting down those borders tight and taking control of the country. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think it's months away. I honestly don't even think it's weeks away. I think there is more than enough possibility that Assad is going to collapse within the next 3 or 4 days. After all, he's got nowhere to go.
KVN MTOR.
And as the clock on the wall goes tick-tock, tick-tock, we turn into 3 minutes and 30 seconds to the end of the show. Can't believe we banged through it that quickly. 3 minutes and 30 seconds. That's a lot of time left in the show, yet we've already gone through 56 and a half minutes of information. We invite you to tell your friends, have them tell your friends, and so on and so on. We invite you to send your link to friends and spread the word. We also invite you to muster the courage sometime and give me a call, 347-324-3287. But in the meantime, in between time, that's it. That's all. Another edition of Night Talk Radio.
You are listening to VOCR Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network. We'll be right back with more of Open Minds.
For every person who found a job last month, which was not a lot, 3 people gave up looking for a job.
Even though we all struggle to make ends meet, some being luckier than others, the pressure which surrounds our daily lives sometimes sends average citizens off the rails. But for the grace of God go I. There is a modern saying that many citizens are 2 paychecks away from the street. The downturn of the economy certainly has not helped in reducing pressures on the home front. If you're doing okay,
remember those who are less fortunate.
Be considerate to their needs and their feelings. But for the grace of God go I.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets on blogtalkradio.com.
Looking to contact the show? VOCR2012@gmail.com. 24-hour opinion line 240-696-6030 or on air live 347-324-3287. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs, it's been an absolute blast. Keep your emails coming. We'll be back next week with another VOCR. Remember, Saturday night, Night Talk Radio brings John Vasquez, the Fort Benning incident, back to the forefront with some gripping, updated information that will terrify you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute blast. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
in your face.
We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the
VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockets on the TerraChat Radio Network.